International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Murray Olds, Aussie correspondent with us now. Hey, Mars.
Good afternoon, Heather.
So what do we know about the suspected Sydney stabber?
Well, he's just a fruit loop. He was in a brief relationship, we understand, with this woman. And he was, obviously it's finished, he was lying in wait for her. When she came out of the gym, he has jumped her out of the blue. She stabbed in the head, in the neck, and in the ear. The only way this guy's been frightened away, there's another fella in the car park. He's come over and he's just, you know, the guy's, he's gone running off. He handed himself in this morning. He's 45 years old. And as you heard there from the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, this, sadly, is all too common. And yet, Minns, the hypocrisy of the government here, the Labor government here, I have no idea why. Minns, the quote there, it's an absolute emergency. And yet, what do we have this government running away from? The idea that you'd have electronic monitoring ankle bracelets or, you know, those little things that allow police to know where the bad guys are. Put those on these freaks. Or what about toughening the bail laws? And if you're a repeat offender, there's no way known you're going to get bail. You'll go straight to jail and be held there until such time as your matter comes up in court. But the government's running 100 miles an hour away from this. And the only reason I can think of is because it's been proposed by the Conservative opposition. It's just ridiculous. There have been nearly 30 women killed in Australia this year. We haven't had 30 weeks. It's just out of control. It's dreadful. And, you know, they're all wringing their hands, but anything concrete to fix it? Well, don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's quite a statistic, eh? 30 women.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it really is. Mars, what is going on with the same-sex parenting book? What's the problem?
Well, look, I really don't know. The councillor, I've actually spoken to this guy before, Steve Christou. He is a former mayor of Cumberland Council. These days he's simply on the council. And he has become this arbiter of what's going to be okay or not okay in 8 public libraries that the council looks after. He has doubled down today on this decision to ban books that canvass the idea of same-sex parents raise children. Christou himself, he's admitted he hasn't read any of the books, but it hasn't stopped him. The vote was 6-5, by the way, at the local council meeting. 4 or 5 councillors weren't there on the evening the vote was taken. It may have changed. But he's been waving one of the books around in the council chamber, saying parents had come to him really disturbed and distraught. The book explores the experience of having 2 mums or 2 dads featuring 2 men and a child on the cover. Have you read it? No. He's a halfwit. He says the state government is now threatening to pull library funding, but that's outrageous because our council area is very conservative and socially disadvantaged. The disadvantage by having morons like him on the council, I'd suggest.
Mars, I mean, so at the heart of it, he's banned it because the 2 parents are of the same gender. Is that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
What an absolute troglodyte.
It's 2024, isn't it?
Mate, isn't it? Like, it's legal. Man. What's your problem? What a dickhead.
I know.
Okay. Woolworths, what have they done in your neck of the woods then?
Well, I have not seen this report on Channel 7, but social media is lit up with this. Apparently, it's being labelled by many people, critics of Woolworths, as another epic marketing fail. And this time it's over Mother's Day. You may remember earlier this year around Australia Day, January 26th, Woolworths was bashed up by conservatives, including Peter Dutton, over the decision not to sell Australia Day merchandise, those horrible cork hats and the flag T-shirts and other nonsense that's all made in China anyway. Woolworths said, it never sells, we're not going to put it on the shelves. Well, now Channel 7's reporting they've got some Mother's Day merch in Woolworths. I've got to go and see this for myself. Pink fluffy slippers, yeah, you need some new slippers. Other mother-themed merchandise, it's sitting on Woolworths shelves, you beauty. But have a guess what's alongside it. Bargain buys for kitchen products like bulk dishwasher tablets or bulk washing powder. And you've got, really good deals on egg slices and, hand whisks just for mum. Can you believe it?
Well, I mean, okay, so what's the problem? Let's get to the heart of this. Who's whinging about this?
Well, Channel 7 has apparently featured a number of people upset with the sexual characterisation of egg flips and whisks to be, and bulk dishwasher tablets alongside fluffy slippers. And
I mean, let's be honest about it, though. Who does the actual egging and cleaning of the dishes in your house? It's the lady, isn't it?
Me.
Oh, stop it, Maz. You are so, you know what you are? You're woke, aren't you?
I'm so woke, mate, so woke.
Thanks, Maz. Appreciate it. Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.